Hi there. Have you ever heard people use terms like millennials or baby boomers? If you're curious about what these phrases mean, you're in the right place. Today, these generational names define distinct age groups, certainly in British and American society. So this is more than just vocabulary. It looks at cultural attitudes and at social history. What do we mean in English when we say things like Gen X, or Gen Z, or even Gen Alpha? That's a new one. Today, let's look at the names that we use for different generations of people, phrases which pop up all the time in UK and US English. These ideas may be ones that you're familiar with, or not at all. Let's fill that gap today. You may have heard me talk about generations in the context of families. That's G-E-N-E-R A-T-I-O-N, generation. We might talk about our grandparents' generation, and our parents are a different generation. So are we. Another generation are our children, and yet another generation are our grandchildren. So a generation means a group of people born at around the same time, 20 to 30 years apart. And those terms I mentioned at the start, so Gen X or millennials, we're referring to particular age groups, and you'll see these terms used in newspaper articles and hear them in discussions. And usually what's being discussed is what unites people of a certain generation. So we're covering English language, some great vocabulary here, especially what's used in popular culture. Don't forget to let your brain practice by listening to this podcast several times so that you can do your automatic grammar learning. And this podcast is great for ensuring that you can understand year numbers. Sometimes numbers in a different language can be tricky. Sometimes I have to think hard in French. 1984 or 2012. What do they mean? So year number practice. And if you stick around to the end of this podcast, I'll tell you what generation I'm in and you can find out yours. Hello, I'm Hilary and you're listening to Adept English. We will help you to speak English fluently. All you have to do is listen. So start listening now and find out how it works. Before I do any of that, just a quick reminder of our podcast download service. You may really enjoy listening to our podcasts online to keep your English polished or to help you work on your fluency and expand your vocabulary. Either way, do you know that for a very small fee, you can download lots of our podcasts all at once so that you've got them available to listen to anytime, any place, even without the internet, even at those times you have no internet connection. If that's of interest to you and it's a really certain way of improving your English, then go to our courses page at adeptenglish.com to find out more. So let's run through these generations. You'll discover which one you belong to and what the general observations are on your generation and whether they're true or not. The earliest generation that I was familiar with was the baby boomers. But when I researched, I found that there was at least one more generation earlier than that. The silent generation were born between 1926 and 1946. There are fewer and fewer of these people left, of course, but they were the ones who lived through the Second World War and, of course, the generation most affected by it. This generation are smaller. There are fewer people. And if you think about it, it makes sense. In the US, there was the Great Depression at the end of the 1920s, and then World War II meant people weren't even together. And there was poverty after World War II, so people had fewer children. The other term for this, the traditionalist generation. They hold with tradition far more than the other generations I'm going to talk about. According to Wikipedia, the silent generation have lived through times of prosperity as young adults, economic upheaval in middle age, and live or have lived in relative comfort in later life. They're sometimes the people you hear about who manage to retire on a full pension at 50 years old with their own house all paid for. I think this is a distant dream for many people of younger generations. And the silent generation in the UK lived very traditionally. They married early, the husbands tended to be the main earners while the wives stayed at home and were homemakers. And why are they called the silent generation? Well, apparently this comes from a quote in Time magazine in 1951, which said that the most startling fact about this younger generation is their silence, meaning that they didn't shout their opinions, they tended to conform. To conform, C-O-N-F-O-R-M, that means to fit in, do what's expected. However, they weren't all that silent, as one article comments. Elvis Presley, the Beatles, and Martin Luther King belong to this generation. Incidentally, so does Joe Biden. Yes, he's that old. So next comes a well-known generation, baby boomers. They're born between 1946 and 1964, and there are a lot of baby boomers, sometimes known quite negatively as boomers. That's sometimes said as a bit of an insult. But there's a lot of them. They were born during post-war prosperity when it came. And the baby boomers are the generation who rebelled in many ways. Think of the music, the peace, and the free love of the 1960s. This generation got its name from the US Census Office. A census and the Census Office, that's C-E-N-S-U-S. This is the business of keeping an eye on the birth rate. How many people are there in a particular generation? They call them boomers, because the word boom, B-O-O-M, apart from being the sound that a bomb makes, a boom also means a massive growth in something. So there was a massive growth in the birth rate for this generation, the number of people being born. Boomers are now in their 60s and 70s, and in the US at least, they're said to hold at least 50% of the wealth of the country. I think it's the same in the UK. They're the ones who own their own houses, have great pensions, and have had free NHS care all their lives, and free university places, as well as a housing market which was relatively cheap, affordable. When they were young, no problems getting onto the property ladder for them. Getting onto the property ladder means buying your first house. Baby boomers also lived in an era when most of the time getting a job wasn't a problem. And they had great music too. Lucky them. Boomers are the generation who've had it good, I think. Next come Generation X, or more commonly Gen X. These are the people born between 1965 and 1984. So they're currently 44 to 59 years old. Some of these people benefited from free access to university places in the UK, but many are still paying off their student loans and possibly their mortgages. MORT, GAGE, that's the loan you take out over a very long time to buy a house. That's a mortgage. So Gen X benefited from the tail end of this lovely time when it was easy to get jobs and houses weren't very expensive. If you're Gen X and you got early onto the property ladder, then you will have benefited. If you didn't, then you'll have missed out. Gen X don't have such generous pension pots, however. Many of them will be working well into their 70s. Can't afford to retire. There is state pension in the UK, but the age at which you receive it goes ever up and the amount is not very big. Gen X, however, have and do earn more than the next generation. They're better off than subsequent generations. Next, millennials. That's M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L-S. There seems to be some discussion about exactly what range of years millennials were born in. It certainly starts at 1985, but there seems to be some discussion about whether it goes to 1995, 1997, or 1999. For simplicity, the term millennials means the generation born in the run-up to the year 2000, the millennium, in other words. My eldest daughter is one of these, and they're currently aged between their late 20s and their early 40s. This generation are not assured of having good pensions. And for many in the UK and the US, it's a real challenge being able to buy a house. Far too expensive for them. For many, owning your own house is just out of reach. It's far too expensive. And the job market is harder. And this generation, if they were university educated, they're likely to be in debt. D-E-B-T, that means they owe money for their education. They're still paying off their student loans. They have fewer children, again, because they can't afford to have children, especially with the rising cost of childcare in the US and the UK. They're also the first social media affected generation, which doesn't tend to make people happier, I think is the conclusion. There are lots of bad things that come with social media, particularly the envy about other people's lives. This generation, in my experience, don't tend to be very religious. They like to think for themselves, but they have a very strong moral code. And they're more psychologically aware. They weren't brought up the way that Gen X and previous generations were. Millennials in the past have been called the snowflake generation. That's S-N-O-W-F-L-A-K-E. And it means a little piece of snow that falls down. If someone says you're a snowflake, it means you're easily offended, you don't have much staying power, you're not very resilient. I think that's unfair. This generation have had a lot to deal with, but I include it for information as it is sometimes used. Next come Gen Z. That's my other two children, both Gen Zers, or Gen Zers, we sometimes say. Z in US English, Z in UK English, but I think Gen Z tends to be the phrase we use. So these people are between 14 years old and their mid-20s, depending on when you see millennials ending. This generation have a lot of problems in the US and the UK. Life is expensive, unaffordable even. And Gen Z seem to have far more mental health challenges than previous generations, despite greater psychological awareness. They've also been severely affected by the COVID pandemic. Their education suffered, and they suffered terribly. In the UK, a significant percentage of children have never returned to full-time education since the pandemic. They're too anxious. That's A-N-X-I-O-U-S. They're too worried, scared. And many didn't sit exams. As I've talked about in previous podcasts, those Gen Zers who are now university students seem to be worse off because they didn't have the experience of sitting exams. And the last generation, those who are under 14 years old, well, they are Generation Alpha, born 2010 onwards. Who knows what will shape them? It's still being decided. They're digital natives, like millennials and Gen Z. They were born into computers. They have smartphones early on in life. And for some of these children, their younger schooling has been pandemic affected. They're already a generation with high rates of anxiety and ADHD. But let's hope there are some positives too. So which generation are you? Me? I'm Gen X. And I can really identify with what I've said about Gen X as well. Let us know whether these categories, these generation names are completely new to you, whether you use different ones, and whether they fit for you. I suspect they don't fit necessarily in other places in the world quite so well as they do in the UK and the US. We're interested to hear from you. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Please help me tell others about this podcast by reviewing or rating it. And please share it on social media. You can find more listening lessons and a free English course at adeptenglish.com.